Isn't God good? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We want to thank everybody for coming out to Kalinga. Now you know how we feel when we have to drive everywhere. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the sunny side of the San Joaquin. Praise God. But anywhere that there's a church, an apostolic church, it's the sunny side of the valley. Praise the Lord. We just want to bring the preacher to the platform. But before the elder comes, you look around and you look at all these thank you brethren for coming, and you see all of these preachers that are up here, and you realize sometimes you can get in your little corner of the world and you can think, poor me. You come to a fellowship meeting like this and you see all of the churches that are represented here, and you realize, this is a whole lot bigger than us. This is a whole lot bigger than you. This is a whole lot bigger than me. We serve a God. We're not in this alone. Praise God. And we are thankful tonight that Elder Morton is here with us. There is a whole lot that can be said about Elder Morton. Everybody here probably has a story that they can tell about how Elder Morton has impacted their lives. I'm just thankful and grateful that in my life's journey that I got to meet and rub shoulders with this great man of God. When we first got here, when we first got to Kalinga, there were some trials and tribulations, and I would be in my office sitting in my chair looking up at the ceiling saying, I just don't know. And my phone would ring, and it was Elder Morton saying, Brother Saylor, I just wanted to call and see why God laid you on my heart today. We love Elder Morton. Elder, we want you to come, and we want you to take your time and take your liberty. Everybody say, preach, Elder, preach.
Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Come on, let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. Let's give God the glory. Let's give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm happy to be here in Kalinga tonight. And I appreciate Brother and Sister Saylor and their family. I really do. I thank God that we've got an apostolic Jesus name church in Kalinga. Praise God. I really do. I want to say to Brother Saylor, Sister Saylor, and this local church, God bless you. Brother Saylor has done a great job here. He really has. He really has. We think about you folks over here on the west side. Kalinga's just a little bit off the beaten path. It is. But I thank God that God laid Kalinga on Brother Saylor's heart. And he's here. And he's here. Praise God. And I tell you what I want us to do at this time. I want us to pray for the church here in Kalinga. I want us to pray for all of our churches in our little valley fellowship here, that God would give us revival and evangelism. Yes. Yes. That God would give us revival and evangelism. Let's pray for the Kalinga church and all of our, everybody praying. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, for this church here in Kalinga, this Apostolic Jesus Name Church. I pray, God, for the other churches that's represented here and those that's not. I pray for these churches, dear God, that's in our fellowship. Give us a revival, Lord, of revival of evangelism. Dear God, give us revival and evangelism. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Babaria Sandala Koto. Itaka Baba Hashaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Now I'm going to start right in here. And in a few moments, but you don't have to stand because I'm not there yet. I'm going to read Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8 in just a little while. But I want to say this. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, we have some of the very, very last words of Jesus Christ before he went away. This is among his very last words, just before he went back into heaven. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And so he's giving them some of his final instructions. And when a person is leaving or dying, they speak the things that is most important. Tonight, I think, you know, I've never died before. I've never experienced that, and neither have you. But if I think in my mind, if I had a chance, if I knew that I was leaving this world, if I knew that I was dying and I was laying on what they call my deathbed, there is certain people that I would call around and I would give them last minute instructions. In fact, it might be some of you that I'd call around. I might say, go get so-and-so. I want to talk to them. I know when Brother David Gray, and some of you knew Brother Gray and some of you didn't, but he was a real elder here in California, especially Southern California. And when he was dying, when he was passing away, there is several ministers that he spoke to. And one of them was Brother Steve Buxton, and one of them was Brother Burl Stevens, and there might have been some others, but I know them too. And I know that he reached up and got a hold of them and pulled them down and said, preach this apostolic truth. He was giving them his heart. He was giving them some last minute instructions. And so it was very important. So in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, it says this. Now, this is among some of his last instructions. He said, but ye shall receive power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. He's talking to them. He's speaking to them out of his heart. This is after his death. This is after his burial. This is after his resurrection. He's headed back into heaven like he said he would do. But remember this. He said, if I go away, I will come again. I will come again. I am telling you, we are living on the brink of the coming of the Lord. We're living in the shadow of the coming of the Lord. We're living in the shadow of the coming of judgment. We're not far tonight from the marriage supper of the Lamb. He is coming again. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be, this is what I want you to do. And you know how we need to take this message tonight? We need to take these words like Jesus is speaking them to us. In fact, I want to tell you something. He is speaking these words to us tonight. I'm reading it to you from the Word of God. And I'm telling you, Jesus Christ did not come here to minister tonight, but I came here in His stead. I'm not Jesus Christ, but I am a messenger of Jesus Christ. I am an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I am here tonight in the stead of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ did not come to Kalinga to pastor this church, but He sent an ambassador. He sent a messenger. Oh, yeah. He sent somebody by the name of Brother Sailor. And Brother Sailor represents Jesus Christ in this city. He's here in God's stead. And so I want you to take this message tonight that God is talking to us. That all of us raise our hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the world. Do you know what Jesus is telling us? It is of the most importance. It is of the most importance. He's telling us that we need to be witnesses. That we need to be witnesses. He also said in His going away message or speech or words or whatever you want to call it, as He was going away, He said, go ye into all the world. That's what we're doing here tonight. That's what we're doing here tonight. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're preaching it to the white. We're preaching it to the black. We're preaching it to the brown. We're preaching it to the old. We're preaching it to the young. We're preaching it to the youth. Hallelujah. We're here tonight obeying the Great Commission. We're here tonight obeying the Great Commission. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This was among His last words, so it must have been very important. Let me say this. I thank God for our fellowship here in the San Joaquin Valley. And I realize that I said that at the Ladies' Day meeting, and I said it at the Men's Day meeting, but I'm saying it here tonight because I've been thinking about our fellowship here in the valley. I appreciate our fellowship. I thank God that we have this fellowship. I'm telling you, there's some places where fellowship, Brother Rick Bray from our church that went to Canada to pastor, let me tell you, fellowship is a long way away. In fact, he went this last year for, I think it was a year, almost a year, and didn't have one visiting preacher. He done all of the preaching. I thank God for this fellowship. We have this fellowship meeting. We have the Own Course Youth Conference. We have our own Donkey Rock Youth Camp. We have Pacific Coast Youth Camp and Camp Meeting. We have Old Paths Conference in Madeira. We have our Ladies' Day and Men's Day. We have West Coast Conference. And we could keep on and name it. Thank God for this fellowship. Thank God for this fellowship. Thank God for this fellowship. And as the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in same mind and same judgment. He said, brethren, I beseech you by the Lord Jesus Christ that you speak the same things, that there be no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind. And as far as I'm concerned, the brethren in our fellowship here in the valley, we're speaking the same things. Oh, yeah, we've got the same mind. We're joined together. There is no division among us. And cursed be the man that would bring division among us. Cursed be the man that would sow discord. Thank God we speak the same things. We believe the same things. We're marching to the same drumbeat. Praise God. And I rise. You say, well, over there they might do that. Listen, there's some, I'm going to use this word, but I don't mean like there may be some difference over here. And there, but I'm telling you, among the brethren, we got the same heartbeat. We're marching to the same drum. We're perfectly joined together. There is no division. Oh, let's thank God for that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We believe in one God. We believe in Acts 2:38. Oh, yeah. We believe in holiness within, holiness without, and separation from the world. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for it. Praise God. Now I'm going to tell you saints something, and that is this, that we preachers live by what we call a council of elders. And I'm going to make up something here. Let's say that Brother Klon was getting off, but we'll say that I'm getting off. All right? Doctrinally or morally or whatever, then you know what? At least two preachers, and most of the time, three would come and deal with me. Yeah, they would come and deal with me. They may not even be from the San Joaquin Valley. They may be from somewhere else. But they would come and they would deal with me. And they would talk to me. And if I wasn't going to straighten up, they would take whatever it needs to take care of me. So you see, us preachers are accountable also. What we preach to you, we're practicing. Do you understand? What we preach to you, we're practicing. Hallelujah. Ha. But I'm going to tell you our number one need. I've been praying about this. I've been thinking about this. Our number one need here in the San Joaquin Valley. And that is, we need a revival of evangelism. We really do, brethren. We need a revival of evangelism. And that's what I'm going to preach tonight. A revival, a revival, a revival of evangelism. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to preach the oneness of God. I'm not going to preach Acts 2:38. I'm not going to preach holiness within or holiness without or separation from the world. I'm going to talk about evangelism. You say, what is evangelism? Evangelism is reaching the lost, 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 reaching the lost. Itakata bohoshandala bahasaya. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Reaching the lost is our number one need. We went through something. This is several years ago. Some of you weren't even in the ministry. And that was, well, I'm reevaluating. I'm reevaluating. I'm going to tell you, I have never reevaluated the oneness of God. Or Acts 2:38, or holiness. Never reevaluate. Never thought that, hey, it's settled in my heart. I don't have to reevaluate it. Glory to God. We need that in every one of our churches. We need a revival of evangelism. The number one need in the church that I pastor is a revival of evangelism. The number one need in every one of your churches and in Kalinga Church is a revival of evangelism. Hey, hey, there ain't nothing like reaching the lost. There ain't nothing like praying people through. This spirit of us falling no more, it's got to go. It's got to go. It's got to go. Come on, Kalinga. It's time to have a revival of evangelism. I pray that the spirit of evangelism would get on this congregation tonight. I pray that the spirit of evangelism would get on the preachers tonight. Let's pray. Let's pray that the spirit of evangelism would get on us tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Gloria sata katabaria sanda. Indala katabahasaya. God, let the spirit of revival, the spirit of revival, and the spirit of evangelism get on us. Itaboshaya. Sometimes I hear preachers make this statement. Boy, I don't know. Our church just needs something. Our church just needs. I'll tell you what your church needs. You don't need no more truth. You got all the truth that you need. Your church needs a revival of evangelism. You hear me? You hear me? You hear me? The Bible said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save the lost. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And we say, I want the mind of Christ. I want the mind of Christ. And the Bible said, let this mind be. See, you got to let it. It says, let this mind. You got to let it. The mind of Christ was to reach the lost. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm not going into it tonight. But you study the Gospels, you study the ministry of Jesus Christ, you study the life of Jesus Christ, and you'll find he was always reaching for the lost, reaching for the lost, reaching for the lost. That's the mind of Christ. Glory to God. Are we doing our best? We're doing it. But are we doing our best? Are we doing our best? We need to look at it this way. If it is to be, then it's up to me. We can't say, well, brother, so-and-so or so-and-so don't come to visitation or so-and-so. No, no. If it is to me, if it is to be, then it's up to me. And I want to say this. Numbers do count. Somebody, I've heard folks say, well, I tell you what, I'd rather have three pray through that stick than 25 and most of them not stick. Let me tell you, it takes a lot of contacts to get one convert. That's right. And it takes a lot of praying a lot of people through to keep one convert. It really does. Don't be afraid of numbers. Some folks are afraid of numbers, especially preachers. They're afraid of numbers because they think it's compromise. I'm here to tell you tonight, you can have a large church. You can have numbers without compromise. Don't be afraid of numbers. It should be in the heart of every preacher and every saint. We want our church to grow. We want our church to grow. We want our church to grow. We want numbers. We want people. Remember, behind every number, there is a soul. If you look into the book of Acts, the spirit of the book of Acts, the spirit of the book of Acts was grow, multiply, increase, add to, numbers. You just read it. That is the spirit of the book of Acts. In fact, I brought me some scriptures along here tonight that I want to read to you. And don't take time to look these up because you're not going to have time. Acts 1 and 15, it said this, and in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number, the word number is there. The number of names together were about 120. They counted them. Don't tell me numbers don't count. Numbers is in the book of Acts. There was 120. They were keeping record. They were organized, if you please. They had it together. Hey, this is the greatest business on the face of the earth. And Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. I'm telling you, soul winning is the Father's business. If there's anything on the face of the earth that ought to be run right, it ought to be our churches. Hey, this ain't no slop shop. This is God's house. This is the ground and the pillar of the truth. Come on, let's get it organized. Let's get it together. Praise God. Acts 2:41, and they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there was added, that word added is in there. God wants us to grow. God wants us to multiply. God wants us to increase. Bible said there was added to them about 3,000 souls. How did they know that? They counted them. Did they get it? Hey, there might have been 3,300. There might have been 2,800. They may not have got it just right, but they done the best they can, and it's in the scripture. 3,000. That's not in there by accident. God wants us to have that. Now, come on, let's get the spirit of it. You understand? Let's get the spirit of it. Spirits are catching. Yeah. Measles is catching. Chicken pox is catching. Is mumps catching? I don't know. I ain't got time to figure it out. I want to tell you something. Spirits are catching. Yeah, you take somebody, can get in a church, and they got a bad attitude or bad spirit. If you're not careful, it'll rub off on somebody else. That's why sometimes you teenagers, listen to me, your mother and father said, you're not running with so-and-so. Hey, I'm going to tell you, in the church that I pastor, if I had teenage kids there of my own, there's some teenagers in my church I wouldn't let my kids run with. That's the church I pastor. Because there's certain, I better stay off that. I'm fixing to take care of some spirits when I get home. Yeah. Hey, but why can't we catch the spirit of evangelism? Why can't we catch the spirit of soul winning? Why can't we catch the spirit of witnessing? Come on, let's catch it. The Bible said in Acts 2:47, said they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 4 and 4 said, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. They were added to the church. I'm telling you, big revivals, winning the lost is right. It's right. The Bible said Acts 5 and 14, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. Acts 11 and 24, Bible said Barnabas, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. I'm preaching tonight increase. I'm preaching tonight multiplying. I'm preaching tonight growing. Glory to God. Then Acts 6 and 1 said, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied. See, they were multiplying. Acts 6 and 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Acts 9 and 31, they had then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and were multiplied. The Bible said they were multiplied. And the Bible said in Acts 11, 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed. A great number believed. Acts 16 and 5, so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily, it said. Saint, you ought to want your church to grow. Saint, you ought to want your church to grow. Hallelujah. Oh, let's worship the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Acts 21 and 20, it said, and when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe. Said thousands of Jews which believe. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Yes. Praise God. Leviticus 26 and 4 says, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. From the very first chapter of the Bible in the book of Genesis, the Lord said, be fruitful, fruitful, bring forth fruit, in other words, and multiply. God wants fruit. God wants us to multiply. God wants us to grow. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you got to have hot dog Sunday to get a bunch of people out there, have hot dog Sunday. In fact, I just now thought about it. We're having hot dog Sunday this coming Sunday. Hot dogs. I opened up that big refrigerator in the kitchen of the church. I looked in there. I didn't see just dollar bills that's got to pay for that. I see hundreds of hot dogs for hundreds of young folks and folks. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus fed them fish and bread. I can feed them hot dogs. I can feed them hot dogs. You say, well, I got to do it like Jesus did. Then go to McDonald's and get a bunch of fish burgers. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey, there's too many folks that's trying to, it's preachers. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Yeah, they try to think about what they can't do. While you're thinking about what you can't do, I'm going to be thinking about what God can do. And what God wants to do. Come on. Come on, fellowship. Let's grow. Let's increase. Let's add to. Let's have revival. I like this scripture I found in the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 7. It said, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Bible said, despise thou not the day of small things. Hey, don't despise it because you're in a small church. Don't despise it. It said, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Increase, 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 increase. Let's get it in my crease. Let's grow. Let's go. Let's grow. Let's go. Hallelujah. Come on, let the, come on, come on, come on. Let the spirit of evangelism get a hold of us. God, let the spirit of evangelism get a hold of us. Glory to God.
First Thessalonians 3 and 12 said, and the Lord make you to increase. And the Lord make you to increase. And the Lord make you to increase. 1 Thessalonians 4:10 said, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. The Apostle Paul said, you need to increase more and more.
Praise God. You know what? Sunday, this coming Sunday, if in every one of our churches, in our fellowship, could pray through two people. Yeah. Hey, boy, I'm telling you, you've heard me say this before, but I'm saying it again. And if I live long enough, I'm going to say it again. That's right. And that is, there ain't nothing like a new convert. There ain't nothing like a new convert. There ain't nothing like having a new convert testify. I don't care if they're standing there with makeup on and they just got the Holy Ghost mascara running down their face. Now, let them testify. I don't care if they just got the Holy Ghost and they're standing there in pants. Now that's an oh, that's your problem. You got too much oh. Come on, let's get them sinners. What do you expect a sinner to do? He said, we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. The words multiply, increase is in the Word of God many times. Sit down, but don't shut up. Yeah, the words multiply and increase and add is in the Word of God many times. The meanings are the same. The word multiply and increase, it's the same, which simply means this: multiply, increase, abundant, exceedingly, to have many. That's what multiply and increase means. It means to increase in number. It means a large number. It means to grow, to enlarge, to become greater in number. I'm preaching to you the Word of God. This is in the book called the Bible. God wants us to multiply, to increase, to grow in number. Yes, he does. 1 Corinthians 3 and 6 and 7, it says this. I have planted. This is what the Apostle Paul said. Boy, I'm enjoying preaching tonight. Praise God. Glory to God. I'm in one of those gears. If everybody got up and walked out, I'd just keep on preaching. In fact, I'm going to tell you a story. Don't look at your clock because I'm going to preach till I get through. Hey, this is a true story. This is a true story I'm fixing to tell you. Talking about preaching, if everybody left, Brother Carl Ballesterra was a great preacher in his day. He's going on to be with the Lord. I got acquainted with him when he was in his heyday, boy. I mean, it was something else, the revivals that we had in our home church with Brother Carl Ballesterra. One day, this is a true story, Brother Carl Ballesterra was driving down the road, and the Spirit of Preach came on him. And he stopped the car, and it was right by a little ditch and a bridge there. He stopped the car, and he got out, and he just started preaching. And he was like that. And he just started preaching. He got back in his car. He went on to the place where he was going to preach. And he preached that night. And there was an old sinner boy. He came to the altar and prayed through. When he got through, he said, preacher, he said, today when you stopped your car
and you got out and you preached. He said, I was under that bridge. He said, I heard you preaching. This is a true story. He said, I heard you preaching. And he found that little old church where Carl Ballastair was preaching. Praise God. That's why I'd keep on preaching tonight, because he has anointed me to preach. He has anointed me to preach. Praise God. Come on, let's have a revival. Let's have evangelism. Praise God. Let me tell you something. There is a difference between, sit down. There's a difference between revival and evangelism. There is a difference between revival and evangelism. Revival is when the church is revived. And we're always having a revival. Pump them up. Lift them up. Stir them up. Come on. It's time we get past that and get on to evangelism. Hey, we spend too much time trying to doctor and take care of the saints. I'm ready to take care of some new babies. Give me some new converts. I got some phone calls today. It was the same people with the same problems that I've pastored for years. I'm ready. Oh, I better be careful. I'm ready for some new problems. I don't mean new problems out of old saints. I'm talking about new convert problems. Praise God. There ain't nothing like a new testimony. There ain't nothing like a new voice. There ain't nothing like a new face. Oh, there ain't nothing like a new baby. I want to hear the cry of a new baby. Come on, brethren. Let's have revival of evangelism. First Corinthians 3, 6 and 7 said, I have planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase. This has got to be a God increase. And the Bible says, so then neither he that planteth is anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. What this is telling us is that if we will plant and water, God will give the increase. If we will plant and water. You know why we saw all these, all this farmland coming out here and all this fruit I noticed they're gathering in the cotton now and what? It's because somebody planted and somebody watered and God gave the cotton the increase, the peaches the increase, the plums the increase, the corn the increase, the alfalfa the increase. But I'm going to tell you, preachers, what we can't do. We can't go and just sit out there and say, Oh, God. Send them in, God. No, we got to go knock doors. We've got to plant. We've got to water. After we've knocked the door, then we can say, now, God, you do your work. You send them in. You say, Brother Morton, we're just not reaping. The reason you're not reaping is because you're not sowing. We got to sow. We got to water. Glory to God. Have faith in God. Knock on that door. Have faith in God. Preach that word. Have faith in God. Invite that sinner. Have faith in God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't like to talk about a lot of times what's happening in Fred, but I'm going to tell this. This year, we've had a good increase. All years are not the same. But through the bus ministry,
We got in two families this year. And between those two families, counting the mother, the father, the kids, there was 18. Yeah, 18. Ain't that right, Debbie? It's 18. And now let me tell you the rest of the story. They've been in long enough that both the mamas is going to have babies again. That means we got 20 in two families. They taking the word of God literally. They're multiplying. Praise God. Pray. But I'm going to tell you, it took sweat. It took patience. It took time. Praise God. But when we reap that harvest, thank God we've got 20 out of it. 20 out of two families. 20 out of two families. Praise God. Stand up, Debbie Kay. Now, this girl right here, she's the one that really worked. There were some others, but she's really the one that kept Selena coming and whatever. And, brother, I'm telling you, when the floodgate opened, it opened. Can you imagine 20 in two families? Yes. I'm telling you, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Don't sit around moaning and groaning and sucking your thumb and figuring out ways why it don't work. Let's have faith in God. It's going to work. If I sow, I shall reap. Praise God. But first of all, it is work. Soul winning is work. Verse 9 of that chapter says, for we are laborers together with God. If we'll do our part, God will do his. We're laborers together. We're not resting together, we're laboring together. We will reap what we sow. We will reap what we sow. But verse 9 says, we are laborers together with him. Like I said, it takes work or labor to build a church. Boy, that's Brother Morton over there at Fresno. Boy, he's got it made. In fact, I had a preacher tell me not long ago, he said, man, whoever takes this church after you has got it made. All they got to do is just come here and preach. That's why you ain't taking it, Buster. I'm telling you, you see this sweat on my face? For 39 years I've been sweating like this. For 39 years. Remember in the Old Testament, the prophet of God said, go out there and dig some ditches. I'm telling you, you got to get up every morning like Brother Holmes preached that time. You got to get a shovel and you got to start digging a ditch. Digging a ditch. If you're going to have water, you got to dig the ditch. And then God will fill the ditch with water. I'm telling you, it's labor. I'm telling you, it's work. I'm telling you, it's sweat. I'm telling you, it's toil. I'm telling you, it's tears. I'm telling you, it's heartache. It's a job, brother. The word labor in the Hebrew, the Greek, and the dictionary, it means a worker or to work or to toil. It means to put forth effort. It means to travail. It means painful. I'm talking about the word labor. It means trouble. It means to move with great effort, physical or mental effort, strenuous effort, a burden. It ain't easy. Young men, that's boy, you're chomping at the bit, and I thank God that you are. As long as I got the reins, you'll learn what that means someday. I'm gonna tell you, it ain't gonna be as easy as you think it is. It ain't. That's right. You're chomping at the bits, boy. I just can't wait till my turn comes. Boy, you're asking for it, but you need that enthusiasm. I don't want to pour water on that enthusiasm, but I'm telling you, it is work. It is work. It is toil. It is. Proverbs 13:11 said, he that gathereth by labor shall increase. He that gathereth by labor. You got to labor. You're not going to increase unless you gather by labor. Proverbs 14:23 said, in all labor there is profit. There's profit
in door knocking. There's profit in running vans or buses. I'm telling you, buses are expensive, and I've had preachers tell me they get a bus, get all excited. Well, it just didn't work for you. It didn't work for you because you didn't make it work. I say get vans in this day that we're living in. Get vans in this day. Praise God. When you fill up one and get it going, get another one. Then get another one. Then get another one. Then get another one. You say, how come you got so many buses and vans? Because we kept filling them up. Praise God. Oh, God, let the spirit of evangelism get on us tonight. Bible said in Proverbs 21:25, the desire of the slothful, that's the lazy, killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. I'm telling you, if our hands refuse to labor, we're not going to profit. We're not going to profit. No reward if we don't work. No reward if we don't work. 1 Corinthians 3:8 said, every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Every church shall receive their own reward according to their own labor. If it is to be, then it's up to me. 1 Thessalonians 2:9 said, for ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day. Paul said, we labored night and day. You remember our labor and our travail. It's work. I think Paul said there one place, he said, in labors more often. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Now let me say this. With all of this that I'm preaching, you got to use some wisdom. Some folks said, well, man, we did it, but we're not in. Well, check your wisdom. Check your understanding. The Bible said God gave Solomon wisdom, understanding, and largeness of heart. We got to have wisdom and understanding. You can't run a slop shop and build a church. Hey, this is good preaching. But you got to have a desire. We want to grow. We want to increase. We want to multiply. Then get off your cedar in it and get out there and get after it. I'm in a gear right now that I really don't like to be in. I'm trying to get out of it. I don't want to say something I shouldn't say. What's it getting quiet for? Revelation 2:2 said, the Lord said, I know thy works and thy labor. God knows your works. God knows your labor. God knows your effort. Matthew 9:37, Jesus said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. The labors are few. We need labors. We need workers. But preachers, if we wait till we get enough labors, we'll never get the harvest. Take those that'll do it and go with them. Don't spend all your preaching to those that don't do. Take those that will do and get in some new ones. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Itabu shandala katabahasaya. Ita katabaria sanda. Ita kataboria siya. Indala katabaria saya. Indala katabaria. Ah, come on, let's worship the Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Matthew 20:6, Jesus said to the laborers, why stand ye here all the day idle? If you read that, you'll find he was speaking to the laborers. He said, why stand ye here all the day idle? We got too many idle preachers, not preachers. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm supposed to say. Yeah. You know, I might as well just say what I want to say. I'm about the end of the trail anyway. I keep my horse tied close by because you never know when you got to get on it and ride off.
That's right. That's what Brother Louis said. He said, keep your horse tied close by. You never know when you're going to get up and ride off. You know what, Delaney? You got on your little Shetland pony one day and rode off. You liked him better than you'd me. I'll deal with you later. And especially you. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Itakata baria sanda. Itakata baria sia. Itakata baria sia. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. I'm preaching the spirit of evangelism. This is something I want us to catch. And I'm going to tell you some preachers, to have an evangelistic church, you got to keep it before the church all the time. You got to talk about it all the time. You got to give hot dogs away all the time. Whatever it takes. Praise God. In the book of Genesis 49:22, Jacob said of Joseph. Now remember, Jacob was dying. We started out with Jesus. He just died and rose again. Little Jacob ain't got up yet, but Jacob was dying, and he called his sons in one at a time, and he gave them some. He laid it on them. He said to one of them, he said, "Reuben, thou art as unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel." How would you like for your dying daddy to look up at you and say, "Reuben, you're unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel." Boy, I mean, he didn't compromise. He didn't have nothing to lose. He's dying anyway. He's trying to reach that boy. He's trying to reach that boy. Jacob said of Joseph, though, he said this. He called Joseph in. He said, "Joseph is a fruitful bough." He is a fruit, in other words, he's a fruitful branch, is what that means. He's a fruitful branch whose branches run over the wall. I read that the other day, and boy, a fire started in my soul. He said, but Joseph is fruitful whose branches run over the wall. We got to get outside of these four walls. We got to get outside of these four walls. It's us four and no more. Oh, we got the truth. Hallelujah. Everybody's going to hell but us. Oh, hey. We know that. Let's get out there and tell them. That's why we have branch works in Fresno. We got outside of the four walls. You got to get outside of these walls. The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing." Brethren, I tell you, we can get weary. Oh, in 39 years, have I ever got weary? Yeah. My horse was clothed. Was tied so close by. I've got on my horse a few times and started to ride off. But I didn't, because I didn't feel like it was time, but I wanted to. I wanted to. "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." The Bible said we're going to reap. Psalm 126:6 says, He that goeth forth, that's labor, that's work, that's footwork. "He that goeth forth weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless," or without doubt, "come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." We will reap what we sow. Let's stand to our feet and worship God. Ah, blessed God. Come on, let's worship God. Come on, let's worship God. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Worship God, saints. Come on, pray the spirit of evangelism.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. I want you preachers to come and stand right down here in front real quick. I just now thought of this. You preachers, evangelists, and pastors, come right down here in front. We're going to pray for these preachers. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I want to say to you, preachers, you hold the key, you hold the key. If it is to be, then we must say as preachers, it's up to me. If it's going to be in Fresno, then it's up to me. If it's going to be in Lamont, then it's up to Brother Mantooth. If it is to be in the Philippines, it's up to our good brother. If it is to be in Kalinga, then it's up to Brother Sailor. If it is to be in Corcoran, then it's up to Brother Hale. Praise God. We're going to pray for these saints. Saints, I want you to stretch forth your hand this way. We're going to pray the spirit of a revival and evangelism would get on these preachers. Come on, come on, pray for them. Pray for them, pray, pray. Itakatabo shandaka. God, let the spirit of evangelism come. God, let the spirit of evangelism come. Let the spirit of evangelism come. Let the spirit of evangelism come. Itakababa hoshaya. Let the spirit of evangelism come. God, let the spirit of evangelism come. Itabushaya. Let the spirit of evangelism come. Oh God, itakatabo shanda. Let the spirit of evangelism. Itaka, let the spirit of evangelism come. Itakataboria saya. Itakataboria. Let the spirit of evangelism come. Let the spirit of evangelism come. Itaka. Come on, brother. Catch it, catch it, catch it, catch it. Come on, catch it. Come on. Come on, saints. Pray, pray. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of evangelism come. Itakatabahoshanda. Itakataboriasanda lakatabahasai. Oh God, let the spirit of evangelism come. 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 Praise God. Pray for these preachers that the spirit of revival and evangelism would get in their spirit and get in their heart, winning the lost. Hallelujah. Itakatabaria sanda. Worship God. Itakatabaria sanda. Let it happen, God. Let it. Come on, saints. Get a burden for your church. Get a burden for your church. Get a burden for your work. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Itakatabahasai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Itakataboria. Worship God, worship God. Worship God, worship God, worship God. Itakataba, the spirit of revival and evangelism. Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you, brethren, growth is the will of God. Adding to and multiplying and increasing is the will of God. It's the will of God. God wants it. Calvary tells us that he wants it. Calvary tells us that he wants it. That's the purpose of Calvary. That the world, the lost world, might be covered by the blood. I'm telling you, anything outside of Acts 2:38 is not going to make it. Anything outside of Acts 2:38 is not going to make it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Itabo shandala katabahasaya. Itakatabahashandala bahasaya. Oh God. Let's raise our hands again and worship the Lord. Let's worship God.
having hot dog Sunday this Sunday in Kalinga too. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is in this house. And I want to leave this place. I don't want to be the same. I don't want to look at the lost the same. I don't want to look at a backslider the same. I don't want to look at my community the same. Come on, there's people in here right now tonight that need the Holy Ghost. Tonight would be a good night for you to come on and get into the church. Come on, we need to pray right now. Hey. Ushers, it would be a... Give me some help. Let's get these chairs out of here. We're having a move of God. We got preachers up here. They're ready to start praying for some people. Yeah, we'll eat pizza. We'll eat chili.